This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
He's not talking about the wrestling Undertaker.
No. Different one. Not the one from Gaffney.
No. Not Kane's brother.
What a song.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. You know, I told her, I was like, you have to know how many times, and she got a kick out of this when she kind of understood what I was saying. I'd say, Mommy, you got to understand something. Every time you would ever come on the radio, we would play a religious song. We would play a hymn. You know, something like this. I said, that was only because of you that was ever played on a rock and roll station. And, you know, I mean, like...
It wouldn't fit any other way.
No. I mean, it, you know, it could, but it, yeah, in that way, it worked. And for years, like, my mom, you know, and I've talked about stuff for years and years and years, 23 years, and I'm very grateful for that. My mama passed away on Saturday, and, you know, it's like, where do I begin? other than... And I've seen people in the past when someone would leave this world and they would have this demeanor of on maybe at the funeral home or the receiving of friends or whatever, and they would say something like, oh, it's okay. They're in a better place. They're, you know, yeah. Likely if it was an older person, you know, they would say something like, it's okay. They're not hurting anymore.
Yeah, not in pain.
And I would hear that and I would accept it, but I also thought, but you're gonna cry your eyes out when you leave here. Like, you putting on a front right now.
Mm-hmm. How could you not?
So start this off, I'm gonna just read exactly, because I'm not gonna embellish this at all, but for many hours to make a video, because I thought I was literally honest to God, I was literally thinking of you, the audience, and I was like, I have shared my mom through the show with you. I mean, my whole family. I mean, my daddy for years, my daughter, now my grandson. I just want to read what I wrote, because I tried to make a video. I couldn't do it. My vanity would kick in. I mean, that's exactly, I'm being very honest. You can't put that video. I deleted them on my phone and went on recently, deleted and deleted again, so it can never be found. So I said this: I'm heartbroken. I tried to make a video, but I just couldn't. My mama passed away on Saturday, joining my daddy and her parents in heaven. Many of you know she's had a tough time lately. We almost lost her last year, but she fought through it. She beat cancer. She battled so much in her sweet life, and she conquered it all. And y'all, and I'm jumping in here. My mama, like many of your mothers and many of you, worked in a textile mill. And my mom got, I mean, my dad got injured at work too. My mom got her arm, her left arm, caught in a heddle machine.
Oh my gosh.
Something that's bobbing up and down, that's making textiles. And her, and you know, she ended up getting hoodooed by like most people that ever worked in textiles in the South. But she battled through that. And, you know, as I've said before, she was a music director. And she, you know, using the hands to direct music, she fought through that. Picking back up here, since 2008, she lived without my dad. And that was so, so hard for her. So this is where I talk about, feel like I always felt like those people were putting on a front when they would say, don't worry, it's fine. I said, that was so, so hard on her, but now she's with him again. She got to experience freaking heaven. Oh, excuse me. She got to experience freaking Easter in heaven.
Oh.
No more oxygen tanks, walkers, or canes. She's walking the streets of gold, grinning from ear to ear, singing all the hymns. I feel like I've lost my rock. She was always there when life had me down. And I hope I did the same for her. She loved coming on the radio show and was so proud when people told her they heard her. I've been lucky to have a career where I could share my family with y'all, and y'all loved her right back. Thank you for always being there for me through the highs and the heartbreaks. Thank you for loving my mama and being so kind to her. Don't be sad for us. Be happy that she's whole again, with my daddy and without pain. I'll be back on the radio tomorrow, that's today, to celebrate her. Funeral services will be Thursday, 2 o'clock at Riverside Baptist Church in Greer. And there's a little link on there through the mortuary, you know, if you leave notes, memories, and all that stuff. And, you know, so that front that I felt, and a lot of people probably, it probably was a front, because, like, I went through this, I was telling my sister, I was like, it's the waves of it. So
it's like, what do you say to somebody?
Well, so look at this timing, man. Like, so we were off last week. I didn't go anywhere. I did, you know, stuff around the house, stuff around the farm, all this different stuff. I had to go Easter egg taking pictures and all this stuff. And my mom called me Thursday morning when I normally would have been at work, and she said, are you up yet? And I was like, well, I am now. And she said, I slipped out of the bed. Can you come help me back in? Because my mom, that's another thing. She had cancer in her leg. They had to take down to the bone on her right leg. And to paint the picture for you, it looked like she got bit by a shark. She started wearing pants. You know, she hated the way it looked. But the cancer was gone. I mean, you know, again, there was this scar, but it was gone, and we were blessed for that. So I said, well, you know, I'm off. I'll come over there. And it was quite simple. You know, look, I've slipped out of the bed before, you know, just trying to get up or whatever. So I help her back up, and she pops up on that walker, goes in there and takes a shower and gets dressed and everything. We go down there and watch Gunsmoke.
And you know, she wouldn't have called unless she absolutely had to.
Well, she also had a life alert thing, a call button thing that my sister and I got her years ago. And I hung out with, she was fine. So I said, okay, well, you know, if you need me, you know, call me. So I leave, and go about my day doing all the stuff. And then the next day, which was Good Friday, you probably saw on social that I took Jasper to our old stomping grounds, Bass Pro. That's where we go meet Santa Claus and Easter Bunnies.
Saw the filter. That was fun.
Which, for the first time, that kid asked me this year, he's like, I'm glad they're not trying to hurt the bunny. Because you got to think, like, there's guns and stuff.
Oh, my God.
So we're over there, you know, that's a thing they do every year over there, and you have to have an appointment, you know, and all this. So we had that set up, and we're over there, and cell phone's hooked up through the car. So as my phone rings, my daughter and I both look at the screen on the panel, and it said, Mom's Life Alert.
Oh, wow.
And I answered, and it was a sweet lady from Life Alert, and said, hey, you got your mother on hold here. She slipped out of her chair, the recliner, down into the floor, wants to know if you can come pick her up and help her back in the chair. And I said, I can, but I can honestly tell you that, because, I mean, even though I'm right here, you know, there,
around
Good Friday, I mean, it would have literally taken, like, 45 minutes to an hour, no lie. Piedmont Park Fire Department, those guys over there, and I got a card here in my pocket that I want to say hey to some people with. Zach Philpott, battalion chief over at Piedmont Park Fire Department. Over the years, my mom, she's had a lot of falls in her home, and she lived quite close to that fire department, and over the years, she developed a sweet friendship with a lot of those firemen over there, and she would take them cookies. And
that's right. Nice. I want to say they were out there before for different stuff.
Yeah. I mean, back at Christmas, dude. That's why, you know, the company Christmas party, literally that day.
Good dudes.
You know, I know we got a break. We'll break here and we'll pick it back up, because there's so much I want to share with you, and I want to share it with you, because as I've said before, and I told Mark Hendricks this yesterday, like, more than ever do I realize this show is just as much for me as it is for y'all, meaning not just y'all in the room, but y'all listening. Like, this, without this outlet, It means the world to me. And to I'd read some of them. I ain't responded to none of them yet. I've read a lot of them. I'd start reading them, and I'd get sad. And then I'd sit there for a little while, and I'm like, I want to see what people are saying. Because it was so freaking heartwarming. Like, never met your mom, but I felt like I knew her and all this stuff. And I want to continue to talk about that, because I need it, to just be quite honest with you, but I also feel this need to, like, share all this goodness. Like, it is bittersweet. The selfishness makes me miss her. But that vision of knowing where she's at, and this is another thing too. You know, a lot of times people have passed away in your life, and you may have wondered, like, God, I hope that they got their stuff right.
Right.
Yeah.
Hope that
this is
never a doubt with her.
Beyond my dad, like, this is one of the, and my grandmother too, like, this is, there ain't no doubt. And so if that's the thing that, like, really, that's what faith is, right? Like, that's what is the push, is to, all right, we're going to take a break and come back right after this. Good morning. Love y'all.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This morning show.
Fatboy, I want to thank you for playing Jump Around by House of Pain. That was one of my mom's favorites.
Amen.
You know that.
I know she loved it. She loved Miss Doubtfire and that part where they're all dancing around. I knew she knew all the words too, so...
Several people have asked for this. I would love to. Will you give us one?
Yeah, I was wondering about that myself.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear it.
Hey, baby.
Yep. It's forever immortalized. I didn't know if it was...
Oh, my gosh.
No. Honestly, I didn't know if it was going to stay around or...
No. See, that's where... It's what we do in life, right? Like when we take down monuments and we get rid of history too fast and move on to the next one and on to the next one and oh, what's going to go viral, and hell, we've seen it with this job. Oh, yeah. That person doesn't work here anymore, so it's hard to acknowledge a lot of times, and that hurts, and you have breakups and you're like, oh, I gotta delete those pictures, or there goes 6 months of my life, and it's
really odd as far as the work aspect of it goes.
It is, and
don't know if I agree with it all the time, but very odd.
Yeah, well, so I want to say this before we get to some of these phone calls. I want to talk to all of them, but there's one especially that I definitely want to get to. And I shouldn't have even said that, but I want to talk to all of them. But so Piedmont Park Fire Department, as we were saying a moment ago, Zach Philpott and all the guys over there, they when I was over with my grandson getting the pictures taken with the Easter Bunny, they were over there to help her in. Chief told me, he says, you know, I even know your mom's door code by heart.
Thank God.
And I was like, I mean, that's like how much they helped. Yeah. So that night, after I take them back to the farm and everything, and I go over there and I'm like, Mama, this is something she didn't like. I talked to her about it many times before, back when she was in the nursing home last year for several weeks after her surgery. I said, Mom, I don't feel comfortable about you living by yourself anymore. And she just looked at me and rolled her eye. You just think Southern mama look. You're like, oh, come on.
She's like, independent as hell.
Yeah. And I was like, and my Aunt Brenda enjoyed hearing this. I said, Mom, you know, my Uncle Neil passed away last year. And I said, Mama, you just go live with Brenda. You know, my goodness. Like your best friend, y'all go do. You met Bill Cosby together, you know, all the stuff to talk about. And oh no, she has a busy life, which I mean, you know, she's very active. My aunt, both aunts are, but Aunt Brenda. And I said, Mama, I'll even come live with you. No, that'll ruin your life. And I'm like, what, you mean it'll ruin my life? She's like, no, that just wouldn't be good. I'm fine. So we hang out. Maybe, I don't know, Gunsmoke maybe was on one of the shows. That's another thing about my mom. She converted to all like pre-90s television because some of the newer age stuff bothered her.
Of course. Storyline's a little rough.
Yep. That's why she quit watching soap operas and this, that, and the other. So a close friend of hers, and I want to call her by name, Ariane, she texts me. My mom, look, we've talked about this on the show. She'd sleep late. She'd stay up late watching TV and sleep late the next day.
Not getting up before 9 a.m.
No. Usually. If my mom was on this show, it was after like 8:30 at the earliest, like never before that. So she texted me, Ariane did, and said, hey, have you talked to your mom? I was over there seeing her yesterday, and, you know, she seemed real droggy and all this stuff. And I tried to call her this morning. I didn't get her. So I was like, yeah, I was over there last night. I said, you know, she slipped out of the chair. She's good. I said, I got to go over there in a little while to take her $5 $1 bills because she was preparing the Easter cards for my daughter and my grandson. Aww. And because she's like, I can't give quarters. And so I waited till after lunchtime. And this is not a story of despair. This is a story of just talking. And she says, so I start calling my mom at like noon. I didn't get her. I said, you know what? Probably sleep or taking a shower because if she wouldn't allow. And being honest with you, I didn't want to help her. If I didn't have to, with showering and such.
Yeah.
So she did it on her own. It'd take about an hour and a half. So I was like, hey, she's taking a really long shower. So I start calling her, and it's not good. I get there. I feel like something, I feel like whatever. I feel like I knew when I rolled in that driveway something was up. And I go in and use the code and go in I expected to find her in the recliner, you know, sleeping with Matlock on in the background. And I see the cord from her oxygen tank is sitting in the living room where I go in, and the cord is going down the hall. And I say her name. I'm thinking, oh, she is in the shower. Or maybe, she wouldn't have been in the bathtub. Couldn't do that. Yeah. So I start hollering her name, and there's no response. So I know how short that cord is and all this stuff. And she had fallen in the bathroom, and when I saw her, I knew, but I didn't want to know. Like I said, I knew pulling in. I don't know what. Something came upon me. People always say that, but something did. And I was like, this is...
You had someone holding your hand.
There's been so many times when there's been these situations where I've been alarmed about my mother's fate, and it was always just... Oh, I was asleep, or oh, I didn't charge my phone. And I will donate any amount of money to whatever charity I need to not ever let that 911 call get out. Okay? And I don't think it would. I'm being kind of silly saying that. So I call 911, and you know, no need to be. So they said, do you know CPR? I said, yes, I do. And they said, get her on her back and administer CPR. And when I attempted to do so, it was like touching a piece of ice.
Jesus.
And I bet you that I am not being overdramatic. That scream that I probably let out could have probably been heard for miles. If y'all heard something, you probably thought a big old buzzer got ran over, and that was the call coming out. She was gone, and
sorry.
I don't know if you want to be the one to like be in that position.
I've told you, what's the running thing on the show? You don't want me to be the first responder, but I'm telling you, it's like the birth of my child. Watching that, if that was somebody else's kid, watching that appear, I would have been,
awful.
My kid sitting there covered all this placenta and whatever all this is. And I'm just sitting there like, this is so lovely.
It's beautiful.
So here's me, Mr. Germaphobe, Mr. You don't want me to be the first one. I'm sitting there and I'm rubbing her head like she would, you would do, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm just rubbing her hair. And
it's like you had a moment that maybe, obviously you don't want to have in that situation, but maybe you do. Like, I don't, because I mean, it's all on you too afterwards to.
Yeah, I mean, I can't call my sister and say, hey, come to mom's house. I can't just say, hey, come to my, why? I mean, so I, same thing happened with my dad. I had to tell her, you know, and to tell her and to hear that instant response by phone and telling her, pull over, we'll send a car for you or Uber or whatever. Like, cause I'm like, don't have an accident on the way over here. They were there so fast, EMTs and everything. And, you know, there was nothing that they could do. But I want to tell you this, and we're going to get to these phone calls, I swear to you, but I do want to share this with you. Talking about how when she was on the radio and people would tell her they heard her, like she loved it. Later that day on Saturday evening, I got a text or got a phone call. And I, with all this stuff going on, I usually, if the phone's not saved, the number's saved, I usually don't answer, let it go to voicemail. Yeah. This one, so I was like, I got to answer this. And it says, hey, Mr. Harris, wanted to tell you that I just heard the news and that my condolences are with you. And I said, oh, thank you. Who is this? And he said, this is Deputy Coroner Daniel Landreth. And I said, okay, I don't think we'd ever met. He said, we haven't, but we know how much you loved your mama. Aww. And he said, the upstate in Western North Carolina and you know, Georgia, he said, they knew. So my mom would pop that the coroner knew who she was.
Yeah.
Like, she would love, like, she would be like, wow, like, the deputy coroner? Wow, how cool is that? That's just, I text him again last night. I said, man, you don't, in that moment, it was right after the Band-Aid got ripped off, for lack of a better term. Like, it was.
She would have loved it, man. She had her shout-outs ready to go.
Let's look, there's been people waiting like hell. Let's go to a name that I haven't said in a while, and it makes me so blissful to say. Let's go to P1 Puddin. Hey, Danny Ray.
Aww. How's it going, Matthew?
It's going, my friend.
Hey, bud, I just wanted to call and tell you. I'm thinking about you, man. Mary was a sweet, kind lady. And I'm sorry. Thank you. Time I lost, bud. My mother have been gone 17 years, September.
Yeah.
She didn't get to meet her grandson, little poop stick, who's 16 now.
Good.
16?
Good Lord.
Yeah, 16, yeah. And by a little farted truck. But I just wanted to tell you, man, I'm really sorry for your loss, Matt.
Thank you, man. She would appreciate that. And I want to tell you this too, because when I saw your, first off, and Fatboy and I both said this, we recognized your phone number. Like, I'm not going to say your phone number, but it's a very recognizable number.
All these years.
When my sister and I had to go over and go through, you know, this is the other part of the process. You got through all this paperwork and stuff, and I started going through stuff I had never looked at before, and one of them was the directory from my dad's funeral, and were the guest book, and I'm going through there, and this is another testament to, and this is no bull crap. I'd love to say the full word right now. I think it'd be passable too, but I won't. that I'm going through that, and I see so many names of people that would sign their name, and they'd put P1 so-and-so, P1 so-and-so. And what was in there? Danny Ray Satterfield, P1 Pudding. He was at my daddy's funeral, dude, and you freaking called in this morning. That is like, that's unbelievable. That's wild. I know life gets...
I didn't know, bud.
Life gets going in all kind of different directions and stuff, but, man, I appreciate you.
I haven't heard this voice in years.
I know it.
Been too long.
Old, getting old and fat.
Well,
y'all are getting skinny and I'm getting fat.
Well, one of us is.
Hey, man, tell... First off, your son's 16. That's crazy.
God, he was in there when he was an infant in a child care.
I know. Where does it go? I'm a granddaddy now. I mean, like, what?
Yeah.
Hey.
This was a God, surprise.
I hope not. I hope I ain't.
Well.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man. You holler at us, okay?
Yeah. Just love you guys, man. I'm sorry, Matt.
And thank you, Danny Ray.
My number hasn't changed, but if you need me, you call.
I got it, man. Thank
nice
you.
Nice surprise, man. Right,
see you, buddy.
See you, man.
That's so nice.
That makes me feel nice. It makes me feel nice. Here's the other thing I have to remember, too, is that, I'm fully aware of this. There's a small contingency, likely, that don't give a damn. And I get it. Like, I get it. I mean, I do. But this might not be your day to listen.
That's fine.
And I don't mean that with any kind of, I got to take advantage of this. I mean, I do, because this is like, you know, like I leave here at 10 o'clock. I go to Graceland to do all that stuff.
That hits you so quick.
This is my outlet right now. And if it's no more than doing me some good, I want to keep talking about it.
Look, I thought we'd never hear that voice again.
Dude, it's amazing what when bad things happen, you try to look for the silver linings and stuff. And like, there's been relationships in my own family that have been recovered just like that because of this.
That's a beautiful thing.
But it's like, why could the ego not get out of the effing way while she was here?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where life gets you. So that's where burying the hatchet comes from. Let's take a break. We'll come back. It melts my heart to see all these lines lit up. We're going to talk to you next. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Morning, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. We're going to go to some phone calls. Fat Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to allow you to choose.
You know what? You talk to Edith first and
yeah,
get old Big to hang on for a second.
Is it the Edith from Chattanooga?
One and only.
Hey, Edith.
Hey, hon.
Hey.
I'm doing good, baby. Oh. Just remember, Batman, that for every tear that falls, it's not sorrow. It's the love that you had for your mama and the love that she had for you. She'll be around forever in your heart. Just don't ever forget her.
You're such a sweet lady.
Won't forget her.
I can't believe you're a truck driver. I mean, I believe you're a truck driver, but it's like, you're such a sweet lady. I love when you call.
Well, I love listening to y'all. I listen to y'all from 6 o'clock in the morning until about 7 o'clock at night.
Oh, man. Yes. Thank you.
The radio station. I just... You know, that's what gets me going.
Well,
is music.
Yeah.
It soothes the soul. It really does.
Thank you, Edith. Yeah.
Thank you, Edith.
House of Pain.
And I love y'all.
We love you.
I love y'all dearly. Thank and you, my man. Heart goes out to each and every one of y'all.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hey, Edith. You talk about them tears. She ain't hurting no more, and she's good. So
I know.
So just remember that, okay? We love you.
Yeah, my mama's up there with her, and they're up there doing the jig.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Edith.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, my daddy's birthday is Friday, too, and that's like a special little...
Wow.
That makes me feel good, too. It's weird. I'm trying to find that, and I feel it, too. It's not like just double talk, like trying to make me feel better. Like, I know that. Just like I know P1 Big Brown is on hold. Big Brown?
What's going on, fellas?
Big.
Hey, Big.
You, man.
I'm going to peel the curtain back a little bit, if that's okay with you, Matt.
Oh, uh-oh. As long as my mom would approve of this story.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've been down and low before, buddy.
Uh-oh. Well, I ain't going to talk about the rest areas.
Well, I didn't know that.
He said areas.
Leave Florence, South Carolina out of this. Now, what were you saying?
Yeah. I never got to meet Mary. It's probably been a letdown for her because she thought I was Jason Aldean.
She did.
Oh, man.
What?
She did.
When my mom saw the picture of me and Jelly Roll and Co Wetzel and Big Brown, she thought Big Brown was, who'd you just say?
Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean. Yeah,
that's
she
a
did.
Compliment.
Yeah.
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? I mean, come
and
on.
And I was talking to Matt yesterday and, he was, I seen his post and I said, everybody yesterday morning so mad when they heard the worst of intro come on.
Yeah.
And I said, collectively, when Matt posted his thing, what's Matt's biggest thing he's known for is putting his foot in his mouth. Matt put that post up, and everybody that was mad yesterday morning, their foot just went right in their mouths.
Yeah. I screenshot this and sent it to him. It said, sending lots of love and prayers to your family. Hey, baby, will be truly missed. I loved when she was on the radio show. I was mad when y'all wasn't on there this morning, but now I feel bad.
That's the best.
That was from Tracy Bradley's Broadly. Thank you, Tracy. Big Brown, I appreciate you. I've talked to you humpteen times the last 2 days, and I love you, brother.
Yeah. I love you guys. Love you. You know what, Fat Boy? I think it's time for you to set down. Tell Matt you love him.
No, I'd have meant to you.
He's trying to reverse it.
It would make it weird if he did it to me right now, because I would feel as though he's only doing it because of my mother. I want him to do it to you.
He's trying to flip it. Like, I'm not trying to upstage anybody.
I'm not either. Tell him. Tell him, Big.
But I think today you look Matt in his eyes through his sunglasses and his lazy eye. And tell him you love
him. Oh, he hung up on Big. Why'd you hang up on him?
I didn't hang up on him. He's still there.
Why'd you do such a thing? Poor Big.
Oh, hang on. They forgot to do it for me.
Dang it. That's
Soundboard Brown.
He's got the group chat.
Love you, Big Brown.
Take care, guys. Love y'all. Love
See you, Big.
Oh, thank you, Big.
Oh, man.
He's a good friend to you, Matt, man.
He's a Dude, I mean, I'm telling you, I ain't picking. You know how many times have you scrolled past when you saw somebody's parent die and you might not have even interacted with it? Or it's like we were talking about reviews. Usually you leave reviews when they're bad, and that's like what the internet usually is a cesspool. Even like y'all that like love me and like love the show and stuff, you'll make some dickhead comments on social media sometimes. And I get it. Like, it's like you talk to your football team that you down deep love, but you're like, man, y'all suck. Give it up. That y'all don't know that that's one of the first times, 'cause when my dad died, social media wasn't what it is now. And for me to being by myself last night and reading them, and I've read them, and I have not responded yet. I'm admitting that to you, because I'm going to, and I will, each and every last one of them. But
that's gonna take you a while.
You don't know what that meant to me. I hope they got Facebook in heaven. Actually, I don't. Like,
no.
Actually, I don't.
Can you imagine?
Maybe it's filtered, like teen Facebook only in heaven, but. And you know, it's like I was talking to my cousin. He's a preacher. He's like, there's that. They're connected with. I was like, you know, he's like, she's watching down on you now. I was like, does she get to see everything? Is she like watching
me,
like,
a valid
all
question.
The time? And he's like, they don't just see the highlights, because they need to have the empathy of your pain. Like, they feel that, even though they're in the most blissful place in the world, they have that connection to your pain. So, no, they're not just watching the highlight reels, but God's given them the glimpses that they need to see of your life. So, that made me feel a lot better, because I masturbate a good bit.
Well, have you heard from anybody that you didn't expect to or didn't think you would ever?
Pudding? No.
Well, anybody else?
I didn't know. There will be a day in the future where I'll do all that, because, like, I've got all these business cards here, man. Like, Jeff White, funeral director at Wood Mortuary. Freaking Levi at Wood Mortuary. You look like Randy Orton, first of all. I told him that. He was like, thought that was the coolest thing ever. You look like Randy Orton.
Come all the women now.
Such a sweet, sweet people. Like, all of you. Even, I ain't going to say no, but, like, it made me feel good. So, when y'all see stuff, the littlest little comment, even if it's the, let me tell you one more thing, and okay. I know we're going behind.
Well, it's understandable.
One of the funniest, oldest stories that my mom told on this show was when someone at her church passed away. And this was when my mom, in her words, was just learning Facebook.
Oh, the story.
The person died. And my mom put on the on Facebook, on the, you know, the comments or whatever, she said, "You're in our thoughts and prayers." LOL. And one of my mom's sisters had to tell her that, in fact, that does not mean lots of love.
Oh, no.
It does not mean lots. So,
nope.
P1 shenanigans. This is another one I read. "Oh, no, I'm very sorry to hear this. Sending love to you and your family for sweet Mary. LOL. If you know, you know."
That's like, the best.
Right there, man.
Yeah.
She's been around. OG.
All right. I'll be quite honest with you. I could use a break.
Yeah. However you want to do it, man.
Whatever you need.
And maybe do some headlines. And is that catch you off guard? Is that cool?
Oh, no, I'm ready.
All right. What you working on?
Oh, you wouldn't believe who's admitted to having some
incestuous sex with their cousin.
Oh, Mom, I'm sorry.
Oh, God,
sorry.
I got a list of who I hope it might be.
Oh, right out of that into that.
Sorry,
Mama, we
that.
Don't pick the news.
No.
Okay?
Right. She's listening and right. judging. Maybe.
We'll be back right after this. She can't no more. She's in heaven.
That's right.
Morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.